Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our buddy Andy Siciliano works at the NFL Network, and he joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Andrew, thank you for taking some time to be with us, bud. We appreciate it.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys, that's quite an intro. Hopefully you guys are safe and healthy and locked in your stinking basement, please.
Andy is in the basement. I'm in a sewing room. I know you've been working out of your house. How's that going for you?
It's different, but I am very, very, very grateful that I have this cam at my house, that they're able to put it in, and that I'm able to work from home. I'm one of the few. I don't take that responsibility lightly. We're keeping the network afloat, doing our best. You're cobbling together shows, Total Access, every night at 7 o'clock Eastern. I just taped a bunch of news hits that are running this morning. I'm taking a break from TA tonight. Colleen Wolf is doing tonight and Friday, as they have a camera now at her place as well. About a 10-minute drive from here now without traffic. Normally that might be a 45-minute drive. Now it's about an 8-minute drive. Granted, I haven't been there, but I'm just assuming because there's no traffic. We're doing our best. And, you know, like I think everyone understands, you guys know from working in TV and the media for so long that sports is often referred to as the toy shop in any newsroom because we're talking about games. Yay. we're trying to strike the right tone and understanding that we are a diversion, but the business is continuing in some form, and we're trying our best to continue with it.
Good.
Andrew, I just figured I might as well ask you, even if you have answers you may not be able to answer. Any insight on how they're going to do the draft? Are you going to be involved?
Yeah.
Did they give you your assignment for the
draft?
I have no idea.
I have no idea if I'm going to be involved. I don't think so. I was not involved in the initial plans, and I've not been told that I'm going to. So, no, until further notice, I am not. I don't know all of the plans, guys. I do know that Jeff Pasch and Peter O'Reilly, you know, VPs of the league, were on their conference call a couple of days ago after the virtual owners meetings, and they used the hub and spoke model, that analogy, where, you know, the hub will be likely Roger Goodell somewhere, could be from home, don't know, honestly don't know. And then Rich and Daniel Jeremiah somewhere else, and then the players. You know, I think we could have as many as 50 players in which, whether it's FaceTime or Google Duo or Zoom or whatever, we can send them some kind of video conferencing ability. Everyone's got a smartphone in their pocket. It's amazing the technology these days. From any corner of the world, you could broadcast. So we're going to get the players on, and we're going to do it as best as we can. And I think the commissioner has made it clear that, you know, this is something that we can continue. The league can continue with. After that, when it gets down to off-season programs, then they're going to have to find solutions. And there may very well be virtual solutions. You know, Kevin Stefanski with an offensive install on Zoom with his offense. I mean, don't discount that possibility. Because I think, as you said, as I ramble here, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring now more than ever. So I certainly can't tell you what August and September is going to bring.
Andrew Siciliano is joining us from the NFL Network. You just touched on it. the NFL can do this. You know, you're dispersing players right through college, and then they'll be signing free agents who go undrafted. After that, Andrew, I don't know that there's a whole lot on the plate that you're going to be able to continue with business as usual. As you just said, at that point.
No. The next step on the calendar, honestly, would be the schedule release. And right now, from what we understand and what we were told on Tuesday, is that will be no later than May 9. Now, normally it's the week before the draft. That's not going to happen this year, although – candidly, there had been some thought about moving it beyond the draft, regardless of our current situation. So look at May 9, which is a Saturday. We're not going to I can't imagine the schedule is released on a Saturday. So the week leading into May 9 is, in all likelihood, when they would get the schedule, which, again, is an optimistic outlook, certainly, on September. But the NFL, guys, has the benefit, and let me reiterate, I'm not a league spokesman here. I always like to say that, but especially in these times. The NFL has the benefit of being 4.5 months away from truly having to do something on the field. And the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball are far more, obviously they have games to consider now. So I think it's kind of a let's see what happens as the summer progresses.
Andrew, when you look at the Browns roster right now, just tell me your thoughts on that. Because I keep going back to, even before free agency, this team, to me, looks like they're going to be in pretty good shape next year. Obviously they got to figure out left tackle and there's some linebacking questions. But, when you look at what the Browns front office has done, it's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think, I'm hesitant because I'm hesitant only because winning the offseason, as I think was reiterated last year, only means so much. That said, it seems like they have made sensible, pragmatic moves here, sensible moves that if they had to play a game tomorrow, it would certainly help a lot. I also, and I hear this, with all my friends here who are Rams fans as well, as they panic about the moves that the Rams haven't made and the players that they have lost. Hey, guys, it's only April, I remind them, and that the first wave of free agency rarely dictates your team's fortune come September. And there's another wave of free agency, and then another wave come July and August when veterans get cut because of contracts, or maybe they're too old, or maybe a rookie has taken their job. And then there's the draft, obviously, of course. But, yeah, I would be cautiously optimistic. How about that? Come on, no uniform question yet? I thought I was going to get a uniform question today.
We're coming.
Okay.
All right, what do you know about the uniforms? Are you excited about the new Browns uniforms? And how about those draft hats?
The draft – I'm going to bring it back to the Rams again. Everyone's going – when that draft hat leaked, people wanted to lose their mind about the logo. And I it's like, when is the last time anyone was excited about a draft hat? Please go to NFLShop.com in New Era right now and buy the draft hat. But draft hats are kind of out there always, generally speaking. They're kind of out there. I'm excited to see what the Browns uniforms are. I don't know what they are. I know all of Twitter wanted to go old school and go back to the 80s. I would be all for that. My buddy Mark Sessler, the network diehard Browns fan, was rewatching the Browns-Bills playoff game last night and live-tweeting it the entire time. We're talking the January 1990 game from the 89 season, and just seeing those uniforms made me a bit nostalgic. And also, as I was rearranging the backdrop of my home cam just now, I found in a box a 1989 Bernie Kosar starting lineup figure unopened in its original package.
Ooh. Really?
Mm.
Is that your favorite piece of memorabilia in your house?
What's that?
Is that one of your favorite pieces of memorabilia in your house? Now, like, what does Andrew Siciliano have in his house that he cherishes? Like that one piece of sports memorabilia.
Honestly, I don't know about memorabilia, but just like old pictures, like going to games as a kid or some of the first things I got to cover as a professional, things like that. Old memorabilia. I have like all my T-shirts and sweatshirts from the Browns golden era of the 80s when I was a kid, like dog pound T-shirts. Remember when they used to sell dog tags that were shaped like dog bones, remember, at the team store that you could wear around your neck. I have one of those in a drawer. My Ozzie Newsome jersey I wore as a kid, things like that, you know?
Nice.
Still fits?
Hey, uniform thought for me here.
Yeah, I'm always wearing it out. I also have actually one of my favorite things. I have framed the sheet of tickets for games 79, 80, 81 from the final three games, Indians games, at the stadium. And then I have, in the same frame, my opening day ticket and press pass for the first game at the Jake against the Mariners. Ooh. Because here's a good story, kids. It's all about faking it until you make it. When I was a sophomore in college at Syracuse, I got letterhead from my student radio station, and I typed up a letter and sent it to Major League Baseball or the Indians or whomever, I don't remember. And I asked to get credentialed for opening day as a sophomore in college. They sent me, I got a yes. I borrowed my roommate's car. I didn't have a car. I drove from Syracuse to Cleveland. I had to buy a new pair of shoes at Nordstrom because I didn't have a pair of nice shoes to wear with the khakis I had. And if you remember, for that game, they set up an auxiliary press area in right field in the mezzanine. And they gave you the actual ticket for the seat that you would have been in if they hadn't blocked it out for the media. And so I quote-unquote covered that game. Really, I just loitered down on the field and then sat in my seat. And I was like 19 years old. And then I drove back to Syracuse. I cleaned up the shoes and took them back to Nordstrom's and got my money back.
Oh, that's funny.
But I have those.
Somebody bought some fabulous shoes that made the big debut at Jacobs Field. Hey, let me ask you a uniform thought. You said you looked at some of the old stuff the other day, and you know, you saw the older uniforms. Do you think that's what this team has to do? Because in a day and age where teams are kind of pushing the envelope, especially college teams on uniforms, you don't think that they could do something newer, bolder, completely different is the way to go, going back more old school?
I mean, even though there's not a lot of creativity.
Well, I kind of a little bit, I guess, Andrew, but I think they missed the mark on it. I personally don't like certain aspects of the new uniforms, but I love certain, like the white, the all whites. I like it. I don't mind the browns
and
the pants at all.
Well, yeah. Listen, if you say should they go old school, if old school includes three AFC championship games in 4 years, sign me up. Yeah. And if it means dressing for success, then go old school. I am all for it. I'm sure, guys, that there will be more modern, hipper elements to those uniforms. I'm all for it if they want to go old school.
What if they want to go out of the box and do something really different?
What's out of the box? I mean, like, how many different combinations do you have with it? Like, or possibilities you have with those two colors? They're not the most versatile colors. Let's agree
Correct.
On that. Okay.
Correct. You could do some different things with the striping. You could change the helmets up, maybe a la Tennessee Titans or some other kind of different look. You could go logo on the helmet. I know that's sacrilege, but
no
I'm
logo.
Wondering, is
no
it?
No logo. Please, not, okay. No logo. Now, if
you've got the elf on the draft hat,
the only thing that I would say, like, if you want to go alternate helmet, you could throw the number on the helmet. Like, that's old school. That would be cool.
Okay.
But nah, I don't want to see that. That's just
right.
Me.
Okay.
I got a real football question for you. Ready?
Yep.
You ready for this? Okay. I was reading a story today about, you know, and Jeff and I have talked about this before, Bill Belichick and, you know, what the future might be. His son, Brian, who's on the coaching staff right now, how hot of a ticket is he going to be here in the next year, year and a half?
Or is it Steve?
It's a good question. I know there was just a a huge, I think it was in, was it on SI? Big article about Stephen Belichick. He is well respected. There is the NFL has, I don't want to call it a nepotism issue, but it is certainly something that is discussed. It's discussed every year during the hiring cycle after the regular season. Most, not every team, but look, every, there isn't a training camp you go to where when you look at the roster of coaches, you don't go, you don't see a last name and go, oh, that's so-and-so's kid, undoubtedly. Some are great coaches. Some are average coaches. Some are interns who are trying to get their foot in the door and realize it's not for them and then go do something else, you know? But Stephen Belichick is pretty well respected. Whether or not he's going to be a head coach, that I don't know. Is he the successor in New England? That I have no idea. But I think you want to laugh about Stephen Belichick. Go Google the video. The interview that he gave, I think it was during the postseason. It might have been Super Bowl week. Had a bunch of reporters around him in the locker room. So it was during the postseason. And his demeanor and his mannerisms, it was as if it was mini-me to his dad. It's scary. Scary.
That is funny. Andrew, thank you for your time today, sir. Back to your work at the NFL Network, and we appreciate all that you do with us. Stay safe, buddy.
Guys, stay safe. Thanks, please stay healthy. Stay inside. I know that, you know, sometimes I might be viewed there as the dude living on the beach in liberal California here, but just take it from us. This is not a joke. Take this stuff seriously, everybody back there, and don't mess around because it is real.
Andrew, thanks, bud.
Andrew. All right, well guys, said. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.